finally a clear blue sky.
I mean, that's clear, and that's blue.
According to ADOT's feed.
Be a good day to go skiing, I'm just saying.
And on ADOT's, it's not quite that clear up in Flagstaff right now. It looks pretty foggy still and pretty under snow, but man, below the rim, we finally have some clear sky. It's been strange. I mean, I walked to the truck this morning. I felt like I was a Louisiana morning. It was fog and quiet. And I mean, just the only thing you could hear was the dew dripping off of everything, the trees, the eaves of the porch. And I mean, the visibility, you couldn't see the horse stalls walking out this morning.
That
finally got some clear sky.
That is a Louisiana winter morning for sure.
We didn't realize how spoiled we were until we had a whole week where it was just too wet to ride. And the kids were getting antsy, and Roxy was like, man, Arizona's worst place to live. This is awful. I'm like, we're just spoiled. This is 4 or 5 days, 6 days. There's places. It's months like this.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell you, if you're a photographer, you want to go up to the Grand Canyon here within the next 24
Amen.
Hours. Boy.
Amen.
It's beautiful up there.
Good heads up, Gary. That's for sure.
These are the mornings that make Arizona highways.
We're talking about home improvement this hour. We're talking through the six articles that were the highlight of your interaction with our website, rosieonthehouse.com. If there's anything you'd like to visit with, give us a call. Jennifer's call screening at 1-888-767-4348. The second most, the article that generated the second most amount of interest last year was how to make your home a less desirable target to burglars. And this has been a presentation we have given to Kiwanis Club and Rotary Clubs and Homeowners Association and neighborhood block watch programs for 10 years. One of the first things you need to realize is that burglars only want to spend 60 seconds or less getting in your house. And the great majority of break-ins, this surprises a lot of people, occurs right through the front door. It does happen to be one of the easiest points of entry. And it generally happens not in the middle of the night when you're home asleep and all is dark. It generally happens in the middle of the day when the burglar's assuming you're away at work and the house is empty. Most break-ins are through the front door. Most break-ins are in the middle of the day. So what does that tell you about making your home undesirable? Well, the first thing it would tell you is make the front door as hard to break into as possible. And you can do that with tricks in the door jam itself that takes a little bit of remodeling work, or you can go with a good security grade exterior secondary screen door and make them have to work their way through two good, very good deadbolts. And that security screen door, if it's a good one, is much harder to get into than your front door. I won't even tell you how easy it is to get in your front door because I would just be scaring you. So let's make the front door less desirable. We're big, big fans of exterior secondary security screen doors. The other thing you want to do is make sure all your neighbors can see your front door. Burglars love these southwest neighborhoods where the home has the front door set back in a little niche covered by a porte-cochere parking cover garage. It gives them all the obscurity and screen work they need to do what they've got to do to get in your front door. Make sure the front door is as visible as it can be to your neighbors all the way down the street. If that means removing a hedge of plants or a screen wall, remove them. Make your front door visible. Those two things, an additional security front door and making that area as visible as possible, will more than likely remove your list from the likely to hit list of the burglars that are casing your neighborhood.
With porch pirates, I think it's a bigger issue now, too, because when you have a package left right at the front door, that's just an advertisement that you're not home. So work it out with your delivery people, or you on Amazon now you can choose your delivery day. So choose a day you're home and you can get that stuff off the porch, or you can invest in these little mailboxes you put on your porch where the packages are hidden. But when things sit there for a day or 2 days, just like with your newspapers or your mail, it's just a signal that you're not home.
If I owned a delivery company, I would ask you to send me the Ring videos of my employees that are dropping things off at your house. We had something dropped off Tuesday night to a rental property, and it sat there at the front door, and there is the perfect place for these boxes to be put out of view.
There's a half wall that just not even an extra step.
Not even an extra step would have been required by this delivery person, and I saved my Ring video, and I'm going to call this delivery company, and I'm going to say, I want to show you the numbskull you've got delivering in my neighborhood.
Well, he's probably part-time, and he's probably done now.
I couldn't believe it. Thank goodness our neighbor called, Jennifer, and said, you've got, like, printers and office supplies and boxes all packed up by your front door. I was thankful for the Ring video, and I was thankful I was able to save it. Don't stack packages.